Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries.
The doorstep, just right your feet.
Can't you hear?
Can't you hear the pitter pat?
What in the world is going on?
That was just terrible. Edit that out. That was so bad. That's our first edit of the day. Sorry, Dan.
That's okay.
The nerve of me to try to do Jimmy Stewart in front of the master.
Oh, that was fine.
I feel bad. I'm sorry. We edited it out. He'll edit it out. Nobody will hear it.
This rover. How does that feel, baby?
Lower.
How does that feel, baby?
The world's oldest joke.
I know.
Still funny when he does that.
I'll be rich as
Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
We're going to have a great day today. I can feel it. I can feel it. Gather together, all ye who are tired of listening to heavy things about terrorists and other heavy things. We're going to lighten the load. Welcome to the show of nonsense.
I was going to talk about anvils today.
About what?
Anvils?
Anvil.
Oh, heavy. Yeah. Heavy thing. See, anvil is heavy.
Throw out all my anvil material.
Oh, man.
Gosh.
Good grief.
By the way, you can throw what you just said out, too. You can edit that out. Folks, good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Here we are, the 16th day of November, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, I don't think it's today.
It's the 3rd of June.
That's right. It's the 3rd of June. We're going to do the bird segment, but I cannot wait. And thanks to Peon for this. He found this story out of Manhattan. This is an unbelievable story of a guy who, when you hear how much money he paid a couple of psychics, you're going to think this has to be the dumbest guy in the world. And I think you're probably right. And by the way, to any of you numbskulls listening who still believe in psychics, you need to hear this story. And I'd love to have a discussion with you if you truly believe there's such a thing as a psychic. Something that I might add, as we've mentioned and pointed out many times, has never been proven. No one has ever passed any kind of psychic test. But this guy takes the cake. And I don't know where that expression came from. Is it from the old cakewalk when the winner gets a cake? I don't know what cake means, but this guy takes it. And he's actually not supposed to be stupid. He's educated. Decent job, makes good money, but he's stupid.
Oh, I think a lot of people that will go to see a psychic are well-educated. And
if you do it going into it like it's a fun game, hey, let's do something crazy, let's go see that psychic, that's okay. But if you go in there thinking for a second because they nail a couple of things, and this is what they're good at, they'll eventually get to something, and your reaction will be, well, there's no way she could have known that. Yes, there is.
Well, the sad part is, usually people that are going to psychics are usually desperate or searching for something. So they're, I don't want to say they're...
gullible?
They're vulnerable.
They're vulnerable, yeah, they're exactly. Vulnerable. Their standards are lowered as to what they'll,
You're right. I don't see anybody who just got married, had a really healthy child, they just got a raise at work,
going
got
to
a new
psychic.
Car, yeah. I think I'll go to a psychic.
Right. Usually you're going because you're looking for some answer because you're either lost at the time or...
I went to one.
Trying to figure something
out. I went to one... on a goof when I was had a weekend free from basic training in the Army. A couple of us went. Now, especially in the 70s, a lot of guys had long hair, still had leftover from the 60s, 70s, long hair. So when you're in a place like Columbia, South Carolina, where there's a Post called Fort Jackson, and you're in town on the weekend, and your head is shaved, and you go into a psychic, and she says, now you're in civilian clothes, and she says, I see you in some kind of uniform. Whoa, wow. You're a genius.
Yeah.
It's Columbia, Fort Jackson. Every guy walking around that weekend with short hair was military. That's the kind of crap they do, but there are people that'll go, there's no way she could have known I was in the Army.
I know. At a certain point, though, yeah, you have to be, something has to click in your brain that says, wait a minute, this is...
No, because all it takes is if they get one thing right that makes you say to yourself, well, there's no way she could have known.
Right.
And I say she because most of them are women, most of the psychics are women, that then you're hooked, you're in. If you're stupid, you are. And you think, well, this I got to hear more. Tell me more. And now you're in. You're hers now. She's got you. And it may be $20, but you're going to come back and it's another $20 or $100. You're not going to believe what this guy spent. But let's start with this. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. He's in a good mood, and I think it has something to do with Zuzu.
Yes.
Because over the weekend, you. And by the way, congratulations to you and Peon on your long weekend, three-day weekend. Way to go.
That was awesome.
So you met Carolyn...
Carolyn Grimes.
Grimes, who was the little girl who was Zuzu, and It's a Wonderful Life. She's the only living cast member. She's the only person still around from that movie.
I think some of the other kids are that were Jimmy, that were George and Mary's kids in the movie. There's a couple of them that are still around, too.
You know what I'd like to have seen? I know I saw her on Facebook, okay? Dan put her on Facebook saying she's AM and the PM.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to have seen, because if I remember, and I've only seen the movie, I'm afraid, ashamed to say this, almost once. But I've seen pieces, you know, you can't help over Christmas, but you flip around, oh, there's A Wonderful Life six times. So is it the scene where at the end he's holding her by a Christmas tree?
Yes.
And the bell on the tree, ding, 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 ding. And she says something like,
every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like, on Facebook, while you were there, I was hoping you would pick her up and hold her and reenact that scene. You missed a great opportunity. How much do you think she weighs now?
I should have.
What do you think she weighs? She's not that big. I saw her picture.
Oh, yeah, no, she's
picture.
Not
she
that big
tiny,
at all.
Yeah.
You could have picked her up and held her.
I'm sure she wouldn't have had any issue with that.
No.
And probably wouldn't even have had to ask first.
And the guy that was with her, that was bigger than me, wouldn't have had an issue with that either.
What does Jimmy Stewart say before she says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. What does he say?
They were looking at book. No, they were looking at a book that Mary said, where did you get that book? And he was reading it, and it said, to George, thanks for the wings, Clarence.
Oh, that's right.
She said, who is Clarence? And he goes, a very dear friend. And then the bell rang.
Then the bell is on the tree. It's an ornament.
Yes, yeah.
And does he say something like, what's that? What's that?
No, he just goes, yeah, that's right. Because she said, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his rings. And he's like, yeah, that's right, yeah. And he goes, attaboy, Clarence. He looked up to the sky.
Okay, I remember that. You should have picked, I'm telling you, should have picked her up and had her just do that, scene with you.
Yeah.
Too late now.
Doggone it. I thought it would be...
You're welcome.
Thanks. I thought it would be different going to see somebody like that and just meeting her. I had no idea what was going to happen.
Now, let me ask you, how many people were there?
The place was packed.
You got to be kidding
me. It was the Wildy Theater.
To see a 60-year-old woman...
75.
75-year-old woman who was known for one bit part in a movie.
Yeah, and she was also in... She was in a couple other movies, and I can't, for the life of me, remember them right off.
I guess I'm weird. I wouldn't even know what I would even want to ask her. You know, hey, what was it like to be Zuzu? She didn't know. She's a kid.
No, but we got to see the movie. But so she came out before the movie and talked to the audience and went through so many things and talked about the movie, talked about filming the movie.
What else is she going to talk about?
And what they did. I know. After the movie, she came out and she talked about her life in general. And she's had a rough life. She had a husband that died in a car crash, an 18-year-old son that committed suicide, and she's had other really bad things happen to her throughout her life. And her acting career was pretty much over with By the time she got to around 20 or something like that, she would.
I think it was pretty much over after The Wonderful Life.
She did a couple other movies where she was a little girl.
And, oh, she played a little girl as a little girl?
Yes, she did.
Wow.
She played a little girl as a little girl with Cary Grant. She said Cary Grant was one of
What's
her...
What's that little girl doing on the set? isn't that little Zuzu from Wonderful Life?
Yeah. Oh, that
Thank
was
you.
Good.
Yeah, that was good.
Thank
was good.
You, buddy. Thank you.
So she said that the they shot the movie basically at Universal Studios, and they tried to bring in some sort of snow or something like that, but it all kept melting, so they used dried soap flakes.
By the way, this is all stuff she has read since she's been an adult. There's no way she knew.
No, she wouldn't.
While she was shooting.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. She was 4 years old.
Yeah.
But they used dried
soap flakes.
Right. And there was soap and stuff on the ground as snow. So when George and Clarence get thrown out of the bar and they get thrown into the snow, you see kind of a film on them. And you don't notice any of this stuff until she pointed
well,
all
they're actually
this.
In a film. It's film all over.
I know. And George, when he was going into the building alone, and they were all talking to Harry, his brother, on the phone. And George has a Christmas wreath on his arm, and he throws it down on the desk. And they said, George, talk to Harry. And they hand the phone to George, and he has the Christmas wreath back on his arm. So that was.
Really... I wish I'd gone to hear that talk. That's a great story.
Oh, I know.
Wait, I think he has more.
There's more. There's so much more. So much more. There's a string in the movie, and you see the string when.
Who's the string coming out of?
No, it's not coming out of anyone. It's coming from the ceiling.
Oh.
And it's when George and Mary are married, and they're in the bedroom. And you see the string hanging from the ceiling, and it's got a little noose on it. And she said, George Bailey lasso stork. And that was Capra's way of putting a little tiny noose for a stork on there. But you don't see the string until it's pointed out, because I've seen the movie a million times and have never,
I've never noticed that string.
So the next time you see it, and you see them in the bedroom, and she's telling him that she's pregnant, there's a string hanging right in between them. And you can see it.
Probably didn't show. You can if you look for it.
Oh yeah. You can see it. I mean, it just stands right out when you after she said something, it was like, oh my god.
But how? Even if somebody noticed it, how are they supposed to know what that's supposed to mean?
Oh, I don't. I don't think anybody.
They don't reference it in the movie, right?
No.
It's just all these hidden.
It's all these hidden things.
Easter eggs in movies that are never explained. Just.
Yeah, like Capra.
Like inside jokes, essentially.
A lot of people would say...
Listen to Ridley Scott.
Yeah,
well,
no kidding.
A lot of people
in Hollywood said Capra was real corny. So what he did was...
You know else was corny? Lee J. Cobb.
Oh, the old actor. Yeah, I get
he
that.
He was really corny.
Yeah, he was. When Harry gets off the train with his new wife, George and Harry are talking, and his new wife walks over... to get some popcorn, and that was Capra's way of pointing out that he is corny. To
you know who
other-
else was corny? Corny? Colonel Sanders. Thank you.
And the bird that Uncle Billy had, that bird, that it was a blackbird.
Okay.
The bird's name is Jimmy, and it was only mentioned one time in the movie.
Yeah, I guess I need to watch it again.
When George, well, I never even noticed. I didn't know what the bird's name was. When George jumps over the, when there's a big run going on in the bank, George jumps over the counter and pushes the bird out of the way and says, "Move, Jimmy," like that. So that's the only time the bird's name is referenced in there.
No, I really wish I'd gone.
And then, oh no, there's more.
Oh, what?
There's way more.
Okay.
They let Mr. Gower really get drunk, the drugstore guy, when he was smacking on young George, when George found out that
they... popping him on his ears, right? His bad ears?
Yeah, yeah. Found out that the pills were poison. And Mr. Gower, they actually let him get drunk so he would seem drunk. So he really was drunk. And they did that scene several times, and those were really smacks.
He was really the old days. You wouldn't see any actors actually being drunk now.
Heck no.
Beating on little kids.
No. Donna Reed was, Capra was.
She was a babe, too.
Oh, yeah, she was. When they were standing in front of that old house after the they all jumped in the pool and everything at the dance, they were coming back, and she was going to throw a rock at the house, and Capra said he was going to have a guy shoot the glass out when she threw it, and she said, "I can throw a rock and hit the glass." So they bet $50 that she could do it. So Donna Reed won $50 because she threw the rock and broke the glass.
And again, these are all stories told by Zusa.
She told us the stories before the
Movie.
Yeah, she's told us all that stuff before the movie.
See, I think that's the way to do it. Then you can look for stuff.
Oh yeah, and then I think everybody knew this, that a stagehand, when they were leaving this party, George and then Uncle Billy was drunk, and he walked away and walked off of out of the scene, and you hear this big crash. That was a stagehand that dropped a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And Uncle Billy just went, "I'm okay, I'm all right." And you can see Jimmy Stewart kind of look like he was startled and then kind of smile, and because they said he started laughing. And he walked back into the house, and Capra liked that so much that he gave that stagehand a $10 bonus.
$10?
I know. Well, that was back in, when did they shoot the film? Back in the 40s, I guess? I don't.
Still.
Jimmy Stewart was 38 when he did the movie.
Yeah, and don't you always think of him as 50 or something?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
people seems dressed older and looked older.
And, of course, the cab driver and the cop, Bert and Ernie, that's where the Sesame Street got their name. But we've all heard that before, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So that
did she at least act like she liked your Jimmy Stewart impression?
She did.
Yeah,
she did.
She's a good actress.
I went up. I know.
Still a good actress to this day.
I told
probably
her
a better actress now.
I told her who I was, and I told her about our show, and I told her that every
year. Yeah, she looked like on the Facebook page she was real excited to do that.
Yeah, I know.
She really was into it.
I know it. I know.
I am Zuzu, and I'm AM in the PM.
Say what again?
Yeah, what am I supposed to say?
What? What does that mean?
What? Yeah. Where?
All right, but there was a good crowd. Well, it was a theater crowd. It was a movie theater, right?
No, it's the Wildy Theater. Have you ever been over there?
That's not a movie theater?
I think it used to be a long time ago. They've renovated it. Now there's bands in there, and it's like a miniature Fox Theater. It has a balcony and really nice seats on the front, a very nice stage. And
please tell me you didn't get jump up on stage. You didn't get on stage, did you?
No,
okay.
I didn't.
You didn't yell out Uranus or anything?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. I'm kind of disappointed. Actually.
I did not.
Yeah, the heck.
But my cousin did send me my cousin Priscilla sent me a T-shirt from the Uranus Fudge Factory today.
No, there you go.
I got one of those.
Anything else?
No, we went to Pierre Marquette yesterday. And
he said no. I said, anything else? He said no. We went to Pierre Marquette. Yeah, there is something else.
Yeah, there is something else.
I love that.
Go ahead.
Went to Pierre Marquette yesterday.
How do you pronounce it?
Pierre Marquette.
That's right. A lot of people say Pierre. They're wrong.
No, it's
Pierre. Pierre Marquette.
P-E-R-E, yeah.
And went there for a little while yesterday, and then went back to the loading dock and saw Mr. Scott Latham. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saw he and his partner, and they were playing there. I had no idea that they were playing there, so we sat down and talked.
They're very good.
Oh, they're tremendous. He said to tell you hi.
Scott and Tricky Holmes.
Yeah.
All right.
He said to tell you, they said both to tell you hi. That was...
Now is that it?
I think that's about it.
Can't pee on anything?
I do, but I can wait.
Let's wait. We'll take a break. We come back. I know you're on the edge of your seats after that one. Peon will have something, and we'll find out what it is after a quick word from one of our sponsors. And that would be Balance Dental Care, who's been with us for 16, 17 years, something like that. But I've been in the chair twice a year for 42 years at Balance Dental Care. Let's make that 42 and a half years now, because it is 42 and a half years. I hardly have a week go by that I don't get at least one email, and they're usually fairly lengthy, 3-4 paragraphs, because people want to tell me their stories. Haven't been to the dentist for 10 years, 5 years, 8 years, 20 years, one of them was, and here's why. Here's my story. And it's always about a bad experience. It's about, you know, the last time I went to the doctor hurt me so bad, I just think I ever go back. And so I kept putting it off, and now the problem is I'm so embarrassed to go. And there's a common theme to these. There's also a common happy ending to these emails, and here it is. And then I went to Ballast Dental Care. My goodness, I finally found the dental clinic that I didn't think existed. And that's how the emails go, and that's how yours is going to go. If you'll make an appointment, and I know it's frightening and you're scared, you got to go with me on this, trust me on this. If you make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, one, they'll be thrilled to have you as a new patient because you're AM and the PM, and they will treat you like they're happy to have you there. And they have seen whatever your situation is, whatever your fear level, the extent of work that needs to be done, they've seen that times 10. So you're not going to feel like a loser. You should only feel like a loser if you just continue putting off what you know is the inevitable work that has to be done on your teeth, because at some point, you're not going to have any teeth to work on anymore. They're going to have to take them out of there. You don't want that. You don't want that. Ballast Dental Care, right now, two great offers. One is the waiving of the fee for AM and the PM new patients. They waive the oral sedation consultation fee, and if oral sedation is necessary, they waive that. That's $350 worth of stuff that you don't pay for. Or the whitening program that they have. It's a whitening sort of process kit. You'll see when you get there, but it's professional whitening. That's a $310 value. No charge if you'll go in there and make your first appointment and your AM in the PM. It's a great deal. But the best part has nothing to do with those deals. It's that you've now found a place to go a couple of times a year where you'll be comfortable and actually look forward to the appointment. I know it sounds ridiculous. Test me on it. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. BallastDentalCare.com.
Meet me.
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of problems this afternoon with traffic. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in, Tim.
Hey, Dan, you're the expert on the movie. Now, what exactly does Clarence write in the Bible? Do you know that?
I don't know exactly what he wrote. I can't remember what it is, but it said something, you know? Something to the fact of thanks.
Why does Tim know?
George, do you know?
I know. I watched the movie as much as Dan.
Oh, okay. What is he say?
Dear George, remember no man is a failure who has friends.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the wings. Love, Clarence.
Wow, look at you.
Wow.
There you go.
You should have gone with me.
After I saw the picture, I thought about that. I thought that would have been kind of fun to go see that.
I
think you did miss an opportunity. Although you might have broken a bone or something if you'd have picked her up. You know, she's
in bad shape.
Broken her bone or mine?
I don't know. Usually old people.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Like,
what do you mean broken your bone?
No, broken. Broken a bone on her.
Okay. How are you picking her up?
I don't know. Well, you know.
Oh, well. All right. They've cleared an accident that was on westbound Highway 40 just before Highway 141. You still have slow traffic from about Ballast out through Maryville Center, and then things open up. They cleared an accident also on eastbound 70 before Highway 94, but it looks like we're still running a little slow around Cave Springs. And on westbound Highway 70 near Highway K, they've moved an accident off to the right shoulder. You're running slow from Highway 79. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Why are people across America thanking Madison County taxpayers? Because they're using your courts to file their lawsuits. During the past 2 years, almost 3,000 asbestos lawsuits were filed in Madison County courts. That makes it the lawsuit capital of America. And 98% of the people who filed those lawsuits don't live here. In fact, more asbestos lawsuits were filed from people living in Texas than in Illinois. Madison County has become a national lawsuit factory where lawyers are the big winners and local taxpayers pay the tab. Why are your judges using your taxes on other people's lawsuits? Visit cleanupmatcocourts.org to learn more. You can install the most expensive and sophisticated home security system available, but that won't keep a certain gang of cunning, savage animals from breaking into your home. I'm talking about hordes of mice, squirrels, rats, and other vermin invading your home through cracks and crevices, bringing with them dirt, disease, and damage. That's why you need a smarter, more effective home security system, the kind only Terminix offers. Terminix is the nation's leading provider of termite and pest control services. And right now, we're offering valuable free information at 1-800-603-9558. We eliminate and remove those damaging pests and seal your home from top to bottom to prevent future invasions, all backed by our Terminix guarantee. If they ever come back, so will we. Limitations may apply. Protect your home and family from invading vermin with the kind of home security only Terminix can offer. For free information, call now 1-800-603-9558. 1-800-603-9558.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882.
All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7882. That's 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. 1-800-809-7882. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Is your home ready for the holidays? Well, let Encore Consignment Gallery help you out. Encore Consignment Gallery, the only store of its kind with over 10,000 square feet of beautiful, upscale, gently used home furnishing and decor. They offer home decor worthy of a repeat performance. They've also got holiday decor, trees, lights, collectibles, you name it. Also accepting holiday consignments by appointment. And if you're thinking about an estate sale, think about Encore Consignment Gallery, Lamp and Lantern Village in Town and Country. Encore Consignment Gallery for that unique one-of-a-kind find.
Let's go back to the 60s.
I think of all the worries people seem to find.
And now with part two of what we call the Burke segment, here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
One quick note back to Zuzu for a minute. And the child actors. I saw this over the weekend that Uncle Fester, you know, from
Adam's Family. Yeah.
Real name Jackie Coogan.
Right.
He was the kid with Charlie Chaplin.
That's right.
And his mother and stepfather squandered his millions from film earnings, which were up to $70 million in 2015 dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's a...
And he sued them, establishing what is now known as the Coogan Act, which protects the earnings of child performers. I just thought that was interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. The next thing I have, I love the website... it's iflscience.com.
I-F, like Frank?
I-F-L, science. Which stands for I Effing Love Science. That's the name of their website. Okay. And they come out with different articles all the time with the scientific things that are interesting. And this one popped up over the weekend, and it was 10 things you didn't know about Weezers.
Penises were adults.
Well, okay. Okay. You said it.
Wieners.
But some of these are a little too intense, so I won't share those. But the ones I can share, I will. The male...
member?
Well, no, the male... Man,
you're ruining his report.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Hold on here. I'm trying to tiptoe. The male completion thing.
Yeah, when you're finished.
Oh. Yes. Lasts for about 6 seconds, but for women, it is... How long? Does anybody know?
I would say 20 seconds.
Oh, for women? Yeah, I would say...
23 seconds.
just see, I know women.
Unfair.
Well, it's another
another benefit they get.
Yes. Another place where we get the shaft. Well, actually, they get the shaft, but...
hey.
No, once again, we get the short end of the deal. But we don't have that monthly thing.
That's true.
No.
Dan, this one is for you. Smoking can shorten it by up to 1 centimeter.
That's why I've been smoking all these years.
Trying to purposefully. Yeah.
Trying to get it shorter.
Yeah.
Purposefully, yeah. Yeah.
How can I get this thing shorter?
Now, I'll this smoke. Fact, I don't know. They don't give a timeline for how long that it says doctors can grow up to 23,000 square meters of skin from the circumcised foreskin of infants.
Really?
So I looked that up into terms that we could, you know, we really don't know what square meters are because we use the a different system here. But
we're Americans.
It's about 240,000 square feet.
Wow.
But it doesn't, I don't know how much, over what period, maybe over a year of all that all the skin.
But what do they do with it then?
Well, you can graft it on somebody's face.
Burn victims. They use it to treat burn victims.
Put it on your face and go, hey, D-head.
Yeah. Yeah. D-face, D-head.
This next one, I don't know how they were able to gather this information, but it says 1 in 400 men are flexible enough to...
Tighten the knot?
Give themselves...
No, that's... How many? What's
1 in 400.
1 in 400?
Okay, I might go with 1 in 400.
I don't know where they got that information from, but...
Flexible enough, does that mean...
Well, it means you have, one, a flat stomach or caved-in stomach.
Yeah. Well, your back would almost have to, like, fold like an accordion.
Yeah, like a Twizzler stick or something. Like
yeah, why
like
would you ever leave
spine.
Home?
The next one, there's a fish with a Weezer on its head. It's called Phallostephus Pulong.
Pulong?
So there is a fish that is a
D-head.
I have, you know, can I tell you something? Right now, hang on, because you what? Just reminded me of one of the greatest jokes. Hold on. Okay, and it's coming up today. Thank you, Peon. I changed.
All right.
I had another joke in mind. I have changed it. Thank you.
Could you imagine fishing and all of a sudden you get a bite and you bring it up? What is this?
Whoa.
Hello.
And the last one I have is, oh, shoot, I just accidentally closed the window here.
Uh-oh.
Idiot.
It was, this is specifically for women here, wives. If you enjoy your husband as he is, then you need to, because it says, if unused, the penis can shrink by 1 to 2 centimeters.
Whoa, unused?
Well, that explains a lot.
So women... Use it or lose it, I guess.
That's right.
That's so that was I thought that was a pretty good list. And then this one was also on their site too. And I heard this a couple months ago, and I don't know if we mentioned it here or not, but and I because I hate this act, and I had to do it over the weekend, and because somebody in our house was nagging about it. But the National Wildlife Federation has said you should not rake your leaves.
Oh, I know.
It's composting. It's good for the soil.
And they said you would not believe the amount of yard debris that goes into the waste landfills every year. Because where do you think they take all those leaves when you either push them out into the street or... Like at our house, we have a dumpster behind our house in the alley that's for yard waste. It all ends up just in the landfill. They don't do anything with it. So they said that the landfills from the leaves and everything, it builds up greenhouse gases. Because I think that's how that one part, that landfill over that they're having issues with.
The one that's on fire?
The one that's on fire is because all that stuff builds gas up, especially organic compounds.
Isn't
like that
the weird? I think it's been on fire for years. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Yeah, and I haven't heard much lately. If it's still creeping towards the nuclear
They've been talking about it and trying to... They keep saying... on one hand, they keep saying it's contained. We know exactly what's going on. On the other hand, you have people saying, no, it's not. And I don't know.
So I'm taking a stand after today. No more leaf raking.
Yeah. Well, you care about the environment.
I do.
You've made that clear.
And your lawn. Your lawn will look nicer, I think.
Yeah, that's what they said. Yeah. It helps out with all that. So
yeah.
And I guess that was, I think that was it.
All right. We can close it, I guess. Burke segment is officially closed. Now, this normally this would be a story in the Playhouse, but we're gonna have to have a little discussion about this. And you're more than happy if you want to call and say, "Well, you're wrong. There is a psychic." You're gonna lose that argument, by the way. This guy up in Manhattan was interviewed. They described him, the reporter, as a successful, they give his name. His name is Neil Rice. He's well-traveled. He's a professional. He has put away almost $1 million in savings and gave almost all of it to two psychics. $718,000 he paid two psychics in New York City, Manhattan.
Makes me sick to think of that.
I know.
Well, but you know, sometimes I think you almost deserve if you're this stupid.
What? Yeah. What's that saying? A fool and his money are soon parted, or something like that.
Yeah. He said, "What people don't understand is that you can get sucked in by these psychic." No. I'm sorry, Mr. Rice. We don't understand getting sucked into to the tune of $718,000. And then he tells his story. And they've arrested one of the psychics, Priscilla Del Maro. She's 26. He got a private investigator, found her, decided to press charge. She's been charged with grand larceny. Well, then, shouldn't all psychics be charged with grand larceny?
Yeah.
Whether they take $20 or $700,000? He's 33. He is a British consultant. But this all happened in Manhattan. Lives here. His mom, I think, is from England. He has come forward, and I guess he almost had to plead his case. He says, "I want justice. I don't want this to happen to anyone else." Well, Mr. Rice, I don't think that's really going to be a problem. I don't think there are too many people that are quite this stupid. Spring of 2013, he had earned hundreds of thousands of dollars in search engine optimization. The guy's not stupid. I mean, he knows technology. So he was raised in a poor family. He's doing pretty well. He's going to buy his mom a house in England. But he was very uncomfortable socially. He was not a guy who was comfortable around people. He drank heavily, used drugs, went to rehab a couple times, met a woman in rehab named Michelle. She was another patient. He said we had a really strong connection. It was unbelievable. Let me stop right there. I think a lot of people who go to rehab and meet other people in rehab have a strong connection. You're both in rehab. Remember Liz Taylor married that guy, Larry Forskinsky?
Yeah.
And met him at the Betty Ford Clinic. So they connected, and the relationship ended a couple of weeks after they left rehab. But then he overdosed and returned to the clinic. Now, he couldn't get this woman, apparently, out of his head, went to New York, I guess got himself a job. He's trying to start a new life. And so one day he's depressed. It was August. He goes over to Manhattan and he spots a psychic shop. He goes in and he met a psychic named Brandy. And he said, quote, "She knew a lot of stuff." And she said, "I see that you were connected to this girl." And he assumed she knew about Michelle. So he tells her about Michelle. And she said, "If you could choose, would you want to go back to her and be with her?" He said, "Yeah." She goes, "Okay, I need $2,500. So he withdraws it from Chase Bank. And she said that he would have his money back soon. Next payment he made to her was $10,000, then $12,000. This is all in a week.
Wow.
He says, "It's hard to explain. I can't explain why I did it." It was like saying, she'd say, "Give me $10,000 and I'll tie your shoelaces," or something. But he said, "Now I see that. I didn't see it then." And he says, "This whole psychic scam is based on them knowing what's going on in your life. They have a gift." Well, let me stop right here. He's apparently still stupid. No, they don't have a gift. It is based on you thinking they know what's going on. This part I don't get. He buys a $40,000 ring from Tiffany in New York for the psychic to help her ward off evil spirits. Now, let's stop right here. If a psychic said to you, if you'll go to Tiffany's and get me a $40,000 ring, I will use it to ward off evil spirits. This is where this guy's off the rails. I don't care how smart he is in technology. He's an idiot. He does it. Then he spends his birthday with her and her family. This is the psychic. They cooked him a steak, and he starts to lose faith in her. So he had recently visited this Michelle in California, a disastrous five-minute conversation on the sidewalk, and he's looking around for a new psychic. So he goes to Midtown Manhattan, and he meets a woman who calls herself Christina. And everything she said was right. She said all the right things. He said, I was leading a double life. I'd go talk to Christina, then I'd talk to Michelle for an hour, and I'd go back to the office, blah, 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 blah. He kept seeing this psychic. Let me get down here to the good part. Let's just skip ahead to the good part. She's telling him, the psychic is telling him, with enough money to help her do what she needs to do, she can reconnect the two of them. He goes on Facebook and finds out that Michelle is dead. She died from a drug overdose, yet the psychic doesn't know this. Okay. So he said he'd paid Christina about 90 grand, and he calls her and says, by the way, Michelle is dead. You know what the psychic says? Don't believe it. If you believe it, then it's true. If you believe she's dead, then she's...
Oh.
So he continues, and then he ends up sleeping with Christina, the psychic, the one who didn't even know the woman was dead. He sleeps with her. He says, that was a mistake. Well, no kidding. Then he says there was one last giant payment of $100,000. The bank asked him, they were suspicious, and said, could we ask what this is for? He lied and said, I'm buying a car for $100,000. So Christina tells him, I'm almost broke because I have no other time for other clients. I'm spending all my energies and powers on you. I'm homeless. I've lost everything. So she convinces him he has broken her because he is her only... This is unbelievable. Her only client. The end of the story is $718,000 later. He's got no money, and he's an idiot.
Wow.
And there's your psychic story. And I still say, for those of you who believe there's a psychic... my goodness, do some homework.
But that first psychic, I need $25,000. For what?
I don't know. The initial payment was $2,500, but then in a week he'd given her about $25,000 total first week.
And then for what, though?
You've got to be the dumbest guy that ever lived. That story is so out there. But there are many, many, many more stories of people shelling out a few hundred or a few thousand.
Well, look at
Sylvia
Brown.
And it's all wasted. Still, don't even get me. We did a whole list one day. When that witch, Sylvia Brown, finally died, thank goodness, we did a list of all of the big predictions she completely missed. You see, nobody ever bothers to pay attention to those. They only zero in on something you get. Well, if you go at it enough, you're going to hit something. If I predict an earthquake every day for the next 3 years, if there's an earthquake any of those days, that's what's going to get out there. Oh, my goodness, he predicted it.
Mm-hmm.
He said September 2nd, 2019, there would be a significant earthquake. He was right. Yeah, but he also said it 18 other times, 20 other times, 100 other times. You got to be smart, folks. And here, for any of you, and we did this last time, some people called and said, well, Frank, you're wrong. I went to a psychic, and there's no possible way she could have known my mother died when I was three. Yes, there is. Because if that psychic said to 50 people who came in there, something like, I know your mother died when you were three, and you're the only one it happened to be true for, you're the one running around telling people they have a gift. And I know it's confusing, and it's creepy, and sometimes they say things, you go, there's no way they could have known that. Here's what you got to think of it as. Think of a great magic trick you've seen. And even though you know it's a trick, you cannot for the life of you figure out. I've seen these tricks my whole life, and you go, how in the world? That's impossible. No, it's not impossible. It's a trick. And that's what the psychic thing is. It seems real, but it's not real. It's not. It's a trick. And you're just going to throw, unless you do it for fun, you're going to throw your money away. All right, First Community Credit Union. I think you all know who that is. That's a place where I do all my banking. That is the only sponsor of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock with Paul Warner. Guess what's arrived at First Community? Apple Pay. I may get in on this and try to use this. Your debit, you can use your debit and your credit cards at First Community with Apple Pay. It is easy, it is secure, it's private. It's an easy way to pay with a touch. It's available on the iPhone 6 and the 6 Plus. Hey, I have a 6 Plus. You can learn more if you go to their website, firstcommunity.com. So Apple Pay has arrived. Now, I've been in a couple of stores where they have Apple Pay. Peon helped me out here, and I know Jose's coming up.
Right.
Essentially, you no more cards, no more. You just take your phone and...
I think you just hold it up.
You go to the app, and boom, you're withdrawn, you've deposited, whatever. Right. So Apple Pay is at First, just another great reason to do your banking where so many of us do our banking. It is a great place to bank and very competitive rates. You're going to really be glad you took the little bit of effort, and that's all it is, to close out your accounts wherever you bank and join us. First Community Credit Union. Find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Let's get another check on traffic. Here's Jim Weiland.
All right, crews are working with a crash on eastbound 70 at Cave Springs and was blocking the two left lanes. Now, we have a backup that goes west of Cave Springs right now. We're still running slow on westbound 70 as you make your way from Highway 79 through Highway K. They've actually moved the accident off on the exit ramp there. Southbound 270, stop and go between Page through Highway 40, slow down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 now is heavy from McDonald through Highway 170. This traffic report, it is brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less for everything you want at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550, KTRS.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
This week at Lumber Liquidators, get limited time savings on beautiful flooring just in time for the holidays. Save up to 60% on hundreds of in-stock styles, like easy-to-install red oak pre-finished hardwood or durable strand bamboo. We've got these for less than half what you'd pay elsewhere, plus so many more. With limited time coupon savings, take an extra 20% off all Dream Home laminate floors. With more coupons and deals from 59 cents, get 24-month special financing. Plus, pick up a Lumber Liquidators gift card. Get set for the holidays with flooring deals that end this Tuesday. Go to LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Nothing lights up the holidays like jewelry. To find the perfect ring, necklace, or earring set to touch her heart, visit Paramount Jewelers. Make the holidays sparkle for that special someone in your life. Visit Paramount Jewelers today, located in historic downtown Maplewood.
Don't settle for watching football at home. Buffalo Wild Wings has wall-to-wall TVs, countless taps, and the ultimate football-watching food. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer,